This morning, I want you to turn to Mark, the second chapter. And I just could have let my sister Michelle go head on and minister the word. You know, I know how to yield back, amen? But this morning, I just want to share about the paralytic man and how his friends took him to Jesus, was bringing him to Jesus. So let's read. I'm reading from the King James Version. Again, he entered Capernaum. After some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Sound like a revival meeting or something was going on. He preached the word. People were gathering. They were gathering to hear the word of God. We really need the power of God. We really need God to pierce the hearts that the people will want to hear the word of God. You know, it's a spirit in the land there. People don't really want to hear the gospel anymore. Want to abide by the gospel anymore and getting mad when you say something about the gospel. Don't get mad with me. Get mad with the word of God. And it's Jesus preaching. But the people gathered, they packed it out. They didn't have room in there. They came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. So it was so much room, they couldn't get to Jesus. They had to go through the roof. I think then they had like houses made of stone, and then the roof was kind of made of straw, maybe mud. So probably had some steps outside so they could go up. Not like the roofs we have today now. You know, you're not going to get through that roof like that. And let him down on a mat. It wasn't actually a bed, it was a mat. Or maybe some cloth that had this paralytic man in, which they were lowering him down before Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." But some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their heart. There's the religious folks, the Pharisees of the day, who knew the religious law. But they didn't know who Jesus was, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. They had him right there before them, the healer. And they were reasoning in their hearts. Number 7, why does the man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, "Why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has the power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, 'I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go your way to your house.' Immediately he rose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of all of them, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, 'We never saw anything like this.'" The title of the message this morning is "Bring Them to Jesus." Bring them to Jesus. The crowd was there around. Jesus was doing a lot of miracles and casting out demons, healing the sick. So a lot of things were going on then around Capernaum. And a lot of people were gathered. Some were probably just coming to see the miracles, not really wanting to be saved or their sins forgiven or to heal themselves. They just wanted to see Jesus. Like, they're coming like a performance. You know how some people come to church, they want to see a performance from a choir or a band or the preacher get up and show, you know, put a showtime on. They're not really serious in their heart about this thing. So Jesus He said, because of the faith of the friends, that he was moved by compassion to forgive this paralytic man of his sins. Not only forgive him of his sins, but also heal him. Saints of God, we really need to bring our loved ones to Jesus. And I know you say, well, I've talked to them till I'm blue in the face, and I've just been talking and begging them to come to church. It's not about just them coming to church, but are we taking them to Jesus? And how are we taking them to Jesus? In prayer, in our testimonies. It's time out for just begging them to come to church. If you got a picture, if you still have the room set up in the house, go in there and lay your hands on that pillow and say, Lord, I'm bringing them to you. Open your heart up. He knows your heart. He knows your children. He knows your spouse. He knows your loved ones. If you got a picture of the love, picture of the family, Lord, I desire my family to be saved. Lord, I'm bringing them to you, oh God. Because time is winding up. We're in perilous times now, saints. Satan comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And he's done a great job at distraction and delusion upon this land. So much so people don't know right from wrong. They don't even know how to discern things anymore by the word of God. We got to bring them to Jesus in prayer. I don't know how those four men or the friends persuaded the paralytic man to come to this service that Jesus was conducting that day. I don't know what they said to him to persuade him, because that word bring means to influence or persuade. So I don't know what they said to him. Man, we're going to take you out to dinner after you get healed. I don't know what they said to him. But somehow he must have heard enough about Jesus and what was going on in those meetings that he decided to come. Man, I'm going. We need some faith like that. Because of our faith, saints, our children and children's children will be saved. We'll be set free. We'll be delivered in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I don't care how long the struggle been going on, what they've been in, if we're bringing them to Jesus in prayer. And that's why I say I could have backed up and let Sister Michelle just go ahead on with the word, because, I mean, she was right there. It's not about us. It's about us moving into faith. God respects our faith. Jesus saw the faith of those four men so much that he told the paralytic man, your sins are forgiven. Do we believe enough today to take those wayward children or wayward spouse or wayward family members to Jesus in prayer? Enough to say, Lord, I'm bringing them to you. That God can see our faith. He knows what's going on. He knows our heart, but he can see our faith. I mean, opening up to him. I don't care where the person is. They could be out of the state, out of the country. But if we bring them to Jesus in prayer, glory to God. That's what it's about, saints of God. We're living in perilous times now. We have to turn it up now. We really have to turn it up in prayer and be concerned about the salvation of our loved ones and friends. And people say, well, you know, but I've been nagging them to come to church. It's not about just them coming to church. A lot of people have been hurt by the church. So they say, I'll never set my foot in the church again. Oh, that's what they're saying. Some people will say, because they've been hurt by our ministry over here or pastor over there or deacon over there, whatever. But they say, I'll never set my foot in the church again. But if we pray for that person, continue to bring them to Jesus, so much so we're determined, but that our faith will make them save. Isn't that good news? That's good news, saints. One plant, one water, but God give the increase. It's just like the seasons change. We don't know what season they're going to come in. Maybe spring, winter, summer, fall. I don't know. But a change is coming in their life. Change is coming in our life. We got areas in our lives we want to deal with. Lord, take it to Jesus. Bring it to Jesus. Don't just deal with it ourselves. That bring on stress and anxiety and depression. Too many Christians are going through it, and they're not telling anybody, not saying anything. And it's a sad day in America when we have all this gospel going forth, all this preaching on the airways. But yet, are we really hearing the word of God? Because, you know, Satan, M.O., steal, kill, and to destroy.
if he can shut us up from praying, praising God, that's what he wants. He wants people to get hurt. Well, you know, they didn't treat me right over there. Somebody didn't speak to me. Come on, man. We come to hear what the word of God is saying. It's time out for that stuff. Tons, hundreds of people saying, oh, well, I won't go back to this church. I'll never go back to church again. Why? It's not about the church. It's about Jesus, the word of God being preached. Now we get into the time where we say, well, you know what? If they just had treated me a little bit better over there, come on. The devil has got in, crept in the church, and start hindering the saints of God. Been going on for years and years and years. It's just started happening. It's been happening. Saints of God, we got to be in place so much so that we're ready to bring them to Jesus. With our testimonies, we can bring them to Jesus just by sharing a word in due season. Somebody needs you to just encourage them. Might be at Walmart, might be at, I don't know, some girl, some boy, some woman, some man there going through, having a rough day on the job, and you just speak one word. But now, if we're not doing our part in prayer, in our prayer time, and Lord, lead and guide me who you have me to minister to on today, exalt and encourage. In the name of Jesus. It's not about us. You'll leave there feeling better yourself. Well, you know what, Lord? I thank you for that person that was willing to listen. That girl, that boy was willing to listen. That son, that daughter, I tell you, glory to God. We got to put the word of God to the test. We got to put the power of the Holy Ghost to the test. Today, let's put it to the test. Somebody we know that's not living for the Lord. We know that's wayward. Let's hold them up. Let's bring them to Jesus for salvation and deliverance. You say, I didn't raise them that way. No, I know you didn't raise them that way. Our marriage didn't start out that way. No, it didn't. But bring it to Jesus. Glory to God. Don't just throw your hands up in disgust. Throw your hands up in praise and worship. Hallelujah. It's easy to throw your hands up and say, I surrender. No, surrender it all to Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. I'm just through with him. No, you're not through with him. God is not through with him yet. Oh, my God. If he was through with me, where would I be? God. Oh, God, I thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. When I hear about these children that get ready to graduate and they drive in their cars and they have an accident and they're losing their lives, 16, 17, 15, 18-year-old, life hasn't really begun yet. Glory to God. People are slipping away. Because they're driving too fast. Maybe driving under influence. These kids, if they're out there, you know they're out there. God, just pray. Put the hedge of protection around them. Apply the blood of Jesus over their lives. That no hurt, harm, or danger will come to them. But your salvation and your deliverance is coming, oh God. Over and over, somebody's going through, Lord. A mother's heart is heavy. Father's heart is heavy because that's their child. But look what Mary did when Jesus was hanging on that cross. I can imagine her saying, that's my son that's hanging on the cross for you and me. That's my son that came to die for the sins of the world. That's my son. But Lord, your will be done. Hallelujah. Those kids may be going off to college, but send your prayers with them. Just don't Cash App. Send your prayers. If the Cash App can get to them within seconds, then your prayers can get to God within seconds. and whatever else they, how they sending money now. I don't know. I don't keep up with all of it, but I know about a little Cash App, you know. Just don't let them call for the money. Give them the prayer. Give them the word of God. The hedge of protection around their lives. Glory to the Lamb of God. Never stop praying for the children. I'm 60-something years old and my mother's 93 years old. Mama never stopped praying for me. I'm still your son. Never stop praying. Let it be a lineage of prayer going through the families. We wrestling not against flesh and blood, sakes of God. But the devil will want to make you think we're wrestling against each other. When it's the principalities, that spiritual wickedness in high places that we were singing about, it's over their lives. But that paralytic man, he took up his bed. He glorified God. The people were amazed. They glorified God. See, some of them said, we've never seen anything like this. For sakes of God, we got to have the atmosphere within our service, within our church, within our homes. We want people to feel the presence of God. Come in one way and leave out another way. Our home should be our sanctuary also. Not just a place where we go and just, hey, this is my home. I furnished my home. I bought my home. No, it should be our sanctuary also. How in the world can you say, well, I'm making the mortgage here and that's not my sanctuary. That's not peace in that house. The love of God is not flowing in that house. We have work to do, saints of God. I know it's perilous times, but we have some time left. Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon. With all the wickedness increasing in the world, the violence increasing in the world, it's not going to stop. We can hold it back some, but it's coming. Let not our hearts be troubled. We believe in Jesus. We have a Savior, a risen Savior, and soon coming King. But our hearts, we got to get ready, sakes of God. See, those scribes, they're so in tradition that they didn't want Jesus to forgive sins. Not knowing that he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he's a healer. Not knowing that he can forgive sins. They want to try to hold him because they're religious and they're Pharisees and they know the religious law of the day. See, saints of God, when we really start obeying God's word and God really is using us, who they think they are? They so hyper-spiritual and this and that. No, it's not about that. It's not about that. It's about leading souls to Christ. It's about getting someone saved, set free, and delivered, and healed in the name of Jesus. And watch him do the work. As Sister Michelle said, she had to get out the way. Saints of God, we have to get out the way and let God do it. We don't have to, you know, one plant, one water. He gives the increase. So we shouldn't be so, oh, well, I want them to get saved. No, there's seasons in our lives. There's seasons. When you plant that seed, that word of God, that testimony, that prayer, those seasons that we're going through in the life, it will bring forth fruit in due season. Because somewhere along the line, the Holy Spirit will prick their heart, to prick their spirit, and will bring that word to remembrance and say, you know what? Somebody prayed for me. Somebody had me on their mind. They took the time and prayed for me. Somebody shared a word and gave me a word and said, you know what? Everything is going to be all right. You just got to get to the other side. Everything gonna be all right. Yeah, you might be crying now. You might be worried now, but you're going to the other side. It's our faith that's gonna take us there. It's our faith, saints of God. But we've gotten so distracted with the world that has hindered our faith. It's hindered the church faith. We forget our place in the world. Oh, help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, Holy Ghost. Father, we stand in the need, oh God, of you, oh God. Revival starts within us. Work it in us, Lord God, hope by your Holy Spirit. But the best is yet to come if we believe. Don't write off no one. Don't write off anybody. I don't care how they mistreated you in the past. It will do you good to release them. It's for your health. It's for your deliverance. God knows. I mean, you know, no, man, there have been some times when I was working, I could have taken somebody to the rooftop and not just for healing. Glory be to God. But thank God for his mercy. And thank God for his precious Holy Spirit. Because somebody didn't rub me the right way. You know what I mean, so to speak. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit could just bring that anger right on down. And see, if you allow that anger to fester in us, it holds us in bondage. That person going on with their life. This person going on with their life. And we sitting there spinning, treadmilling, over and over and over. Then you push the treadmill on incline because you done got deeper and deeper into something. Now you're struggling because I don't feel like going to church anymore. I don't feel like praying anymore. I don't feel like singing anymore. We ought to have a song in our heart, saints of God. We got to come back to the heart of worship. Heart of worship. I know what the word of God has done for me. Not just by me hearing the preaching, but also by, and I've shared it before, how we took the app, put it on the phone, Pam did, and placed those scriptures on different areas of the light of my life and let them play while we was in the, while I was in the bed, sleeping. Because there were some nights I couldn't sleep. Or I'll doze off to sleep for a little bit and I wake up. But there's something about the word of God that works on the inside and comes on the outside of our lives. Glory to God. I started sleeping like a baby then because of the word of God. See, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. This is not going to enter into heaven. Glory to God. But the word of God will sustain us, saints, in the time of trouble, in the time of need. That a bad app, Pam had put on the phone for me, and we place anxiety, stress, and just let those scriptures play for hours and hours. And I was in the bed. Next thing I know, I started, like, feeling my strength come back. Lord, I thank you that I could sleep again. That word will regulate us. Glory to God. With his Holy Spirit working on the inside in the word of God, it's a mixture that I can't explain. But the word of God is what we need. They was hearing about Jesus. Jesus is the living word. Precious Redeemer. Saints, we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We got a lot to boast about in Jesus. Glory to God. My Savior, my Redeemer, my Healer, my Waymaker, my Deliverer. My all in all. Without him, I will fall. We got to get persuaded, saints of God, in our minds and in our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's come back to the heart of worship, saints. Lord, we're sorry for the things we've made it. That the world can't see how the church is now. Because they're saying the same thing the world is saying. They're acting the way the world is acting. Lord, we're coming back to the heart of worship. Help us, Holy Ghost, to live this thing out until you return, oh God. It's serious business. Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in our sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer. God, we want our words to be acceptable. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We want our words to be seasoned with grace, seasoned with love. Because there's coming a time where they may not hear the gospel anymore. We don't know what may happen. But for God we live and for God we die. Saints, this is not our home. We're just on a pilgrim journey. Hallelujah. We don't know what the years may, what may come in a few years, but we're on a pilgrim journey still. Let's pray against the wickedness that's coming upon the land. We got the power, we got the authority. But the devil looks to see the divided faith. If we come together in the Lord Jesus, if we come together binding together in love and in faith, we can move and shake the mountains of destruction, wickedness. God, I know they're doing this over here, but we come against that wickedness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now that the blood of Jesus is against it. The blood of Jesus over your community, over our city, over our state, oh God, over our country. And we trust in the God, a living God, awesome God, holy God, mighty God, that we sing about, that we preach about. Now we got to walk this thing out, saints. We got to live this thing. Because the times are coming, the pressures are turning up, wickedness has increased. And it seems like the power of God in the churches have decreased. We got to see lives change to the glory of God. Not for our glory, but for the glory of God. That's what it's all about. That people may glorify him. That's what it's all about, saints of God. Be moved with the compassion like those four men. They were moved so much to bring this paralytic man to Jesus. And just imagine them coming through the roof and coming down before Jesus. And Jesus looked at those four men, those four friends, and said, wait a minute. You all went through all of that for him? I'm moved by you all's faith. If we keep bringing them to Jesus in our prayer, glory to God. Expect a miracle. Expect God to move in their lives. God, I keep holding my child up before you. I keep holding my son up before you, my daughter up before you, oh God. Keep bringing them to Jesus. And let's expect God to move because of our faith. That's what it's all about. Our faith. We receive Jesus by faith. Saints of God, faith going to lead us on home. Glory to God. If we keep trusting, if we keep believing, hold on to your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Be not moved by the winds of the world. We're seeing storms, calamities coming all around the world now. Let's stay in prayer, saints of God. Not just, oh, I'm glad it's not in Virginia. I'm glad it's, no. We pray for those people also. Because destruction is upon the land. Pray that their needs be met. Because we don't know. Oh, well, you know, well, hurricanes never struck over here. Disaster never came over there. Or in the mountain. No, you don't know. Where can just start coming up, coming from? Let's continue to pray. I do believe we had the power to turn it back. Glory to God. It's nothing super spiritual about that. We can have the power flowing from his throne and unto his own. And through his own. That's what we need, saints of God, to speak the word. We don't have to go around in the grocery store just hollering and quoting scripture. We don't have to do all of that. I've seen that too. People want to get in grocery and they talk extremely loud. I'm like, whoa. Let's bring it down a little bit. You know, it's all right to fellowship. But don't get in there, you know, we're trying to work. No. It's not about that. Let's live so God can use the saints. He wants to use every one of us in some capacity. Well, you know what? I'm not preaching the word. I'm not this. I'm not evangelist. No, then you don't have to be. It's not about just the pulpit preacher. You have a pulpit where you are. And our going in and our coming. I really enjoy that, you know? To go through that line, you see this little young lady, and her countenance is so down. And I'm wondering, okay, Lord, you give me the words to say to her. And just by encouraging her and asking her, what is she doing and how she's doing, and then what is she doing, and are you still in school? This next thing you know, you start speaking life to them, building them up. A lot of the people don't have support groups at home in their lives. They don't have that big mama, that nana, that grandfather, that father that really encouraged him. But he can use us, glory to God, to speak that word in due season. Speak that word in due season. It might be fall in the lives now, right now. You know, in the fall, the leaves be falling down. That's all right. Let the leaves fall off what they're going through. They come around springtime. Glory to God. Things start to budding. Glory to God. Because of your prayers. Because of the words you spoke in love. Things start coming around. Then the summertime coming. And it's really blooming in their lives. Because why? Because we've been praying. We've been steadfast. Let nature teach us sometime. God, let that junk fall off their lives. I don't know what that child is going through. Lord, let it fall off their lives. I know in due season, you're going to bring forth in their lives, oh Lord. Let the leaves of addiction fall off of them. Leaves of sexual perversion fall off them. Glory to God. Whatever they're going through. God, I know we're looking for the end. We're looking for the healing. Decision of what you're doing in their lives, oh God. It is by our faith. The leaves of destruction fall off them. The leaves of sickness, of diseases fall off. Bringing forth fruit, a new season in their lives, oh God. It's not over. Glory to God. Till God says it's over. It ain't over, saints. I don't care what they look like, what it looks like. It's not over. Speak. In your own life, you go home, Lord, it might be empty there. No one there, but you were speaking to your household. God, I thank you for your peace and for your love, for your mercy and for your grace, oh God. Thank you that you're my keeper. You're my deliverer. You know, a lot of times when older saints are living longer than some of their neighbors and some of the family members and some of their children, Sometimes they get discouraged. They don't want to live any longer because everybody around them have moved on. But you need for mama. You need for daddy. You need for auntie. Uncle, you need for in these last and evil days because you got something that God has brought you through. You need for mama. Don't stop praying. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never think that you're not needful. Because you are worth it. Hallelujah. We bless God. He's worthy, and we're worth it because of him. Glory to the Lamb of God. We can't stop now, saints. Don't stop now. It's not over. No matter what it looks like, we walk by faith and not by sight. That's where we got to be at now. And how are we going to keep our faith and courage? Through the word of God, through the hearing of the word, through the preaching of the word, through the praying of the word of God. I'm telling you, sometimes, you know, when you get up, you say, you know what, Lord? Hey, stop right there. If you're on that, I was talking to a young man, I said, you know, if you start out on Murmuring Boulevard, don't stay there. If you're on Complaining Boulevard or Complaining Street, don't stay there. You can't stay there because you end up there, and that's a dead-end road. Get off on Rejoicing Boulevard. Get off on Praising Highway. Hallelujah. You would meet the King of on the highway. Hallelujah. Don't stay there, saints of God. We got too much on the inside to stay down. We're children of the Most High God. Chosen generation of a royal priesthood. I know what you said, but God said I'm this, and God said I'm that. I'm more than a conqueror through him who loves me. God said I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. God said that. His word says it, and I believe it. I believe in sakes of God. Let's speak those things and be not as though they were. We can't see it. We may not feel it, but it's on the way. It's according to our faith. Those friends had the faith to bring that paralytic friend to Jesus. How much more should we take our problems, our children, our loved ones to Jesus? I'm telling you, he's a way maker. We sing the song. He's a way maker. Even when I don't see it, he's working. Even when I don't feel it, he's working. You know, the times when I was growing up, I didn't always want to hear what mama had to say or daddy had to say, but something was working. And after a while, you come to yourself like, wait a minute, you know what? I gotta take heed to this. Don't give up. Don't give up, saints of God. Now is the time. Glory to God. You got God has blessed you with children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. You got work to do still. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you know they don't come by like they should, or they don't come by like they used to. That's all right. Continue to pray for them. See, because when I was growing up, grandma was around the corner. See, so we walked up there, you know. Sometimes kids in a different state, in a different country, you know, grandkids. So I walk around the corner, you know. And then they could leave the door open, so you walk right in the back door. Didn't have to knock on the door. Grandma, you know where grandma and granddad were sitting, you know. You know where they were sitting. The same thing with my great aunt. You go in the house, the doors were open. Well, son, they look up on that refrigerator. They had a short refrigerator, icebox, something they used to call it. And she always had a cake or something up there, you know. But I was tall enough to reach that cake. Glory to God. I was tall enough to reach it. See, so things have changed up. It's not like it used to be, you know. Grandparents, you know, it's a little different when I was growing up, you know. You know, you come around to the holiday season and grandma would have hard candy and nuts in a bag, a brown paper bag. You didn't complain. Every family got a fruitcake and some hot rolls. She homemade. Nobody was like, you know, and that kept down with what I'm going to give this family, what I'm going to give that family, you know. No, everybody got the fruitcake. You got some hot rolls. Glory to God. And the children got what they got. Won't no gift cards. And we were just still happy, you know, still the joy that it would bring, you know, to be with family and friends. Help us, Holy Ghost. You know, but things have just changed in the world. So, you know, kids now, they just haven't, you know, it's so moving so fast that, wow, what happened? But I can remember those things. You know, those candy canes, the long ones they give you, put it right in the bag for you. And that was Christmas. You know, because you had the real meaning of Christmas. And then if you had a large family, well, the younger ones will get the, for Christmas Day, after Christmas, the sales come and we go shopping then. Hallelujah. I thank God for some teaching that kept me in line, you know what I mean? Kept me from being a big spender. Kept me from, you know, realizing that I got to live this way. No. Being contemporary, being complacent in life with the things God has blessed us with. Not just looking for this and for that, but think on the goodness of the Lord, what he's already done. Through delivering us through seen and unseen danger. God, I thank you. You know, just waking us up this morning. Lord, I thank you that my blood is circulating in my body like it should. Lord, I thank you. Do you know how many people can't feel their feet because of neuropathy, poor circulation, things like that? God, I thank you. You can walk around, God, I thank you. Thanks God. We have a lot to be thankful for. Yes, I know it's a Thanksgiving time, but every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And we got a lot to be thankful for. And like I said, don't give up on the way with children, the way with spouse or whatever. Don't give up. God, I still thank you what you're going to do. I still thank you for delivering my daughter, my son, my grandchildren, my nieces, my nephews. Thank you, Lord. The devil won't have them. The devil is a liar. It might look like that. It may look like they surrounded, but we surrounded by Jesus. Glory to God. What the songwriter said, it might look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, oh God. It might look like they're surrounded by that mess, oh God, but we're going to surround them in your prayers, in our prayers, and in the blood of Jesus, and having the angels over their life. We got to speak it. We got to pray it. Though it's not going to get done. We have the power, saints of God. Let's believe. Let's believe in the name of Jesus, the power of Jesus. Glory to God. Let's start. Continue on in the name of Jesus. Don't give up, saints of God. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. I heard an old preacher preach that sermon one time when I was coming back to the Lord. I had no suits and all that stuff. You know, people were wearing suits and stuff to church back then. And I had a sweat on. And I went on down there, and that preacher came off that pulpit. His eyes were changing colors. He had the fire of God preaching. The best is yet to come. Glory to God. I mean, he just walked the aisles. The best is yet to come. Talking about Jesus. And here I was, strayed, and I came back, weary, wounded, and sad. But I found in him a resting place. Glory to God. Saints, when I think about the goodness of the Lord, I'm not sad. I'm just overwhelmed for the deliverance. And it could have been the other way. It could have been the other way. I'm grateful. Hallelujah. I'm grateful that God still had preachers preaching the word of God, and they're still preaching today. We got to be open up our spirit. We got to come back. That's what we're praying, that if they need to come back to the Lord, that they'll hear a word that will prick their heart in due season. Glory to God. He's no respecter of person. He respects our faith. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, God. We thank you for what you've done, oh Lord. Lord, I pray that the word has fallen on good ground. We bring forth fruit, hearts are encouraged, oh God, to go on in you, Lord Jesus, until our race is done. That we continue to look unto you, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Blessed Jesus, we love you on today. God, we thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask you to use us for your glory, to continue to help and to tell the redemption story, Lord.